little faster.
Near the cross, the trembling soul.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, brethren, just look out there. Oh, the rising of the sun. Oh, his breath that is upon us, giving us life. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Another week, Lord, you have opened to us. And what a beautiful day, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, looking back the week that is gone, Lord, how, Lord Jesus, oh, you've kept us safe, our going outs and coming ins, in our working places, in our homes, wherever your children have been, Lord. Oh, your mercy, your grace, your protection, your loving kindness has seen us through, Lord, and we say thank you, Lord Jesus. And what grace we have even this morning that, Lord, we have been quickened, O God, to come to your presence, Lord, to sit at your feet, O God, and hear what, Lord, you want to give to us, Lord, oh, as we enter into the week, Lord. So, Father, we want to surrender all to you. We want to come under the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, as we are seeking, oh, that Spirit will sweep over us this morning, Lord. And, Father, even now, as we start looking at your word for our Sunday school, Lord, we want to, Lord, ask the Holy Spirit, the teacher, to take the word and continue, Lord, to teach us on the subject that, Lord, we have taken or you have chosen for us, Lord. So we say thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Brethren, you be seated for a while. God Richie bless you. Yes, a beautiful week. It has started well. Let's hope we have continued sunshine. Amen. Yeah, we are thankful to the Lord. We are back to continue the building of a house for God. Amen. According to his divine nature. Amen. And we must always remember that you are that house. I am that house. The house we are talking about, it's not built with what? Hands. You are that house. And I am that house because his word says, ye are what? The temple of the living God. You see. And God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. And I will be their God and they shall be my people. Amen. So he wants us to be reflecting him. Praise the Lord. That's what God is desiring. And so we have been called, building this house, we have been called to give all diligence. Amen. Even when that scripture we are using, 2 Peter 1, when you read further on to verse 10, it says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence, see, to make your calling and election sure. Amen. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fail. See, if you do these things, the storms will come, the rains will descend, the wind will blow, tests and trials will come. You will never fall. Amen. Then verse 11, he said, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See, so you see that it takes what? It takes the divine nature of God to minister an entrance, praise the Lord, for you and me to enter into that kingdom of God. Amen. Because how can you enter into the kingdom with any other nature apart from God's nature? It can't be possible. Amen. So it takes the nature of God. So brethren, let's watch it. Amen. And remember always that he has given us what? Materials, which we are looking into. So last week we added, give me the table. Last week we added temperance. We added temperance, and this week, we, Lord willing, we will look at patience. Amen. It has been, and we are sure that it is well vulcanized. The patience is well vulcanized. I've been always talking about vulcanized. Let's just quickly look at something here so that we understand what vulcanized mean. You see, as I was telling you, in the olden days, our car tire, they weren't tubeless. They had tube inside, you see. And is that tube that takes the pressure to expand the outside. So if there is any puncture, you see, is the tube that is what? Mended. And there are two ways to put this tube back again. Show me the this is the other one. You see, either you just use a plaster and glue and sandpaper, you sandpaper that place, you see. I know it very well because, see, my father had a filling station and we were doing this vulcanized work there. So I know it very well. So you just sandpaper the place where the puncture is, and then you put some glue and you plaster it. That's one way. But the prophet said, when heat touches this continuous heat, it what? It peels off. Amen. So the thing that we do is that, get the other one. The other one, yeah. You see the tube, you see that small, this thing there. You take another ladder, like the tube, and you place it where the puncture is. And you put it under this, pressed. Then there is fire on top here, as you see it. And then that other tube you have put on top will what? Will melt and just make it as the original, fill the place completely. Praise the Lord. So this, it becomes like what? The original again. You see? So that's what the prophet is, that word is using, vulcanized. See, every layer of the building must be vulcanized. We shouldn't paste it, because when trials come, when the storms come, to what? Your house will be what? Broken down. Amen. Give us the table again. You see, so after every layer, it is vulcanized. Praise the Lord. That's what the prophet is using that word for, vulcanized. Amen. So we are on patience. And you see, the word patience, even in social life, is very, very powerful. Amen. Just a little of patience can avert what? A very fatal accident. And it is quite true that all our accidents on the roads and death on the roads are more because of what? Impatience. You see, more because of that. And as this thing that goes, they said, patience move mountains. You see, and this is very, very true. You see, patience can what? Overcome frustration. It can overcome stress. It can overcome anger. It can overcome a quick reaction. Your patience. Amen. And do you know that the First World War is just because of a young man impatient? You see, when he killed Archduke Ferdinand of Austria and his wife when they visited Bosnia, it was a Bosnian revolutionary boy, young guy, killed him just like that. That was on the 28th of June, 1914. And by August, the war had started. And do you know, they estimated over 16 million died during the First World War because of just someone's impatience. 16 million people died. So in our social life, the word patient even is so powerful. So let's look at what the scripture is saying. Let's turn to the reading, 2 Peter 1. Verse 4, we start from verse 4 again. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside having escaped, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience. So we stop here. So we have patience this morning. Lord, we thank you for the reading of the word. Now, Lord, bless your word, and even as we remember our children up there also, we commit them, Lord, into your hands, that the same Holy Spirit, Lord, will take us through our studies this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yeah, the prophet said, if you've got faith, it worketh patience. So, faith foundation, see. If you've got faith, the prophet said, if you've got faith, it worketh what? Patience. And we have that faith foundation already. Amen. And the Bible said, see, so this is patience. Now, that's the next thing that is going to build this stature. You know, God got real material in his building. The prophet said, God has what? Real material in his building. Look at all these materials, you see. See how short we are, you see. Brethren, see why? Where we are at? The prophet said, yes, sir. The prophet is trying to charge us to what? To examine ourselves. Amen. Looking at these real materials he's talking about. Amen. said, we have glory. You have shouts and things because we've got faith. But when we come short of this year, you see, you have faith to shout, faith to worship and do everything. But the prophet said, when you come short of these other things, you see, God can't build us into that stature. Amen. See, he can't. He can't make us up to that kind of a place. See, he can't build his church. Amen. And it is in our reading, verse 9 of 2 Peter 1, you see, where he said, but he that lacketh these things is blind, see, and cannot see afar off. If you lack these things, you are blind, you cannot see afar off. And even the most painful thing is that you had what? Forgetting that you were, he had forgotten that he was purged from his own what? Sins. See, if you don't see yourself in these real materials of God, building that house, which is you, which is me, then you have even forgotten that you have been already been purged. Brethren, we have been already been purged. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. See, there is no sin. No. God has purged us. Praise the Lord. We are saved. Amen. So the prophet said, patience with what? What kind of patience? The prophet said, first thing is have patience with God. Amen. Have patience with God. If you've got real, genuine faith, you will have real, genuine patience. Because faith worketh patience. Amen. When God says anything, you believe it. That's all. You got patience, you see. The prophet says, someone will say, well, I asked him last night to heal me, and I'm just as sick as this morning. Oh, my. The prophet said, oh, my. That's not patience. God told Abraham, and 25 years later, there wasn't even one sign. He still believed it. He was patient with God. Amen. Then he went to and said, put him always before you. Hallelujah. Let him be the next crossing thing. You see, you can't cross him. Don't cross him. So just keep him before you. Amen. Keep him before you. That's right. Put him always before you. Amen. See, brethren, we can look at, you see, the prophet gave a number of characters on these patients. And let's look at David on this one, putting God before him. You see, we all know David had been enjoying his simple shepherd boy life. Then God called him and anointed him to be king of Israel. And that started his troubles. Could you imagine? Or maybe the time you were in the world, you were just okay. Then you became a Christian and number of what? And probably sometimes you see it as what? Some trials or some punishment to be a Christian. No, my brother. It's not so, you see. What was happening? Two different fronts were chasing to kill him. Saul wanted his life, and then the Philistines also were looking for him at the same time. Look at that, my brother. See, the prophet said, God tries your patience. That's right. God tries them. You see, and David was really, his patience was really tried. Really tried. Amen. And the prophet, as he said, real genuine faith and real genuine patience, because faith worketh what? Patience. See, David had faith in God. And that word worked patience in his life. You see, we all know how an opportunity came for him to kill what? Saul. Praise the Lord. Opportunity came. It was just there for him to what? Just finish him. Because Saul and his soldiers were in a very deep sleep. English, they would say they were in stupor, semi-unconscious, something like that. See, they could not, they don't know anything. It was an opportunity for him. You see, and if it had been any other person, say, this is the hand of God. Here's my enemy. I had to finish him now. God has given my enemy into my hands now, you see. But no. Let's read something from 1 Samuel 24, 47. 1 Samuel 24, 47. And the men of David said unto him, behold, the day of which the Lord said unto thee, behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thy hand. Amen. You see, his own soldiers, you see, quoting what God, remember, I see, trying to put him in remembrance. You know, God has already told you. You see, I will deliver thine enemy into thy hand, that thou mayest do to him as it shall what seem good unto thee. That's what his soldiers encouraging him. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. Verse 5. And it came to pass afterwards that David's heart smote him, because he had cut off Saul's skirt. Even cutting, even I shouldn't have done that. Could you imagine? Verse 6, and he said unto his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. Why? Verse 7, so David stayed his servants, said, hey, no one should touch him. So stayed his servants with these words and suffered them not to rise against Saul. Then it happened a second time. They spotted Saul and his soldiers in the wilderness. They have camped somewhere. And so David called one of his men, Abishai. So Abishai, let's go to Saul's camp and see what is there. And when they went, now the scripture says, for they were asleep because a deep sleep from the Lord had fallen upon them. This sleep was what? From God himself upon his enemies and his soldiers. You see. Then Abishai told David, God had delivered thine enemy into thy hand this day. Now, therefore, let me smite him, I pray thee, with the spear, even to the earth at once. I will not smote him the second time. Just once, I will pierce my through him to the ground. Just once, not even twice. But David said, destroy him not. For who can stretch forth his hands against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? Amen. Patience. Patience. Because he had faith in God. God has anointed him to be king. It's up to him to give the throne to him. He's not going to force himself into it. He had faith in God. And it worked that patience in him. Brethren, let's have faith in God. Amen. Faith worketh what? Patience. Amen. It will always speak to you. Say, I will not stretch forth my hand against God's anointed, but I pray thee, you just take, take down now the spear, as his spear, Saul's spear, and that of his bolster, and cruse of water, and let's go. See, that's what he did. Bye-bye. And left him from the hook the second time. Patience, see. David was doing exactly what the prophet is saying here. That put him always before you. Don't cross God. Amen. Wait on him. Don't try to force yourself into something. Just wait. Have patience in him. It's not forthcoming, but yet, he that has promised is more than able to what? To make it to come to pass. Amen. He is always able. Praise the Lord. You see, David never wanted to run ahead of God. But had patience for God. Oh, so that's the alarm now. No more bell. Technology, see. Amen. No more, this in the physical one. Oh, praise the Lord. Anyway, that's how the world is going, brethren. Amen. So patient with heart, what the prophet said, what kind of patient? First thing, have patience with God. Amen. If you've got real faith, you will have real, genuine patience. Because faith worketh patience. When God says anything, you believe it. That's all. You got patience. Amen. Then he talked about Noah. Noah had patience. Noah had real godly patience. God said, I'm going to destroy this world with what? Rain. And Noah preached 120 years at it. Plenty patience. See, not even a dew fell from heaven. Nothing. Just as dusty as it ever was for 120 years. But he was patient with God. Amen. God tries your patience. See, that's right. God tries your patience. And when you read the message book, the prophet dramatized inside the ark itself. 7 days when still there was no rain. And then the prophet was saying people were taunting him, knocking, oh, old Noah. Isn't it hot inside? Just come out. See, there's fresh air. And then inside his own family also were putting him into real test. But where is the rain? Daddy, the wife, all, when you read it, it's very encouraging. Amen. Then the prophet talked about Moses also. So we will come to an end here. I don't want us to rush into many things, but let's watch it. Believe in God. Trust in God. Have faith in God. And it will work patience. Patience, brethren, is really, really very powerful. It moves mountains. Amen. It averts a lot of what? Situations that are not really good, you see. Patience even bring peace. Praise the Lord. Do you love him? Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Yes, dear Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We really need this material in this house that we are building, O God. Patience, Lord Jesus. As the prophet said, you have real materials to build this house, Lord. And Father, as we are building this house that is not made with hands, but according to your divine nature, Lord. Father, help us, Lord Jesus, as we hear all these things, oh God. Let's give diligence, Lord, to every one of them. And make sure that, Lord, we have vulcanized every one of them. That, Lord, when the trials come, oh Lord, we will be able to stand, oh God. We thank you. We bless you. We want to commit now the rest of the service, Lord, into your hands. Father, we've come here this morning. We look at the beautiful sunshine, oh God, your breath that is giving us life. Oh, Lord, what can we do? Oh, we are here to praise you, Lord. We are here to lift up your name. We are here, Lord, to give the best that we can, oh God, this morning, to worship you, oh God. Amen. So, Lord, we want to commit, Lord, the song leader and the musicians into your hands, the instruments that they will be using, and our own natural instruments, our hands. We want to lift everything, oh God, to thy worship, Lord. Father, accept our worship and let the Holy Spirit, Lord, come down, creating, Lord, the atmosphere, Lord Jesus, to receive your word that you have for us to take us through the week and beyond, God. And Father, we want to commit your servant, our pastor, Lord, into your hands as he continues waiting. Oh, Lord, Father, even the things that, Lord, he had not yet put in, Lord, grant him even more wisdom to them, Lord. Father, we thank you, we bless you, as we humble ourselves now. Father, receive us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.